This is a mix and match memory exercise. It will entail putting out and letting in. It will entail giving and receiving. It is important in healing the symptoms of Parkinson's to be able to balance two critical processes, the process of giving and the process of receiving. One of the greatest challenges is to be able to receive. Mixing and matching involves both. Your neurological networks will be challenged with the juxtaposition of words that literally are nonsense words. And you will be further challenged to remember this mix of nonsense words juxtaposed with each other. I will read to you four short sentences, each of which will contain three words. I invite you to commit to memory these four sentences. While you are committing to memory these sentences, I will read you affirmation statements, mantras, if you wish to call them, and then I will ask you to repeat the four statements that I have asked you to remember. These are nonsense sentences, some of them, because they are scrambling the networks that you have already well developed and creating new neural networks that will help with all sorts of bodily functions that may currently be out of balance for you. Mix and match is fun, and what you'll learn is it will tax your brain to think of how we are juxtaposing the words that we are. So get ready both to put out, get ready to challenge your neural networks, and get ready to lay back and receive the wisdom of what it takes to be able to come into full and complete balance and harmony. Here are the first four sentences, each of which have three words. And again, the challenge that I invite you to take is listen to each sentence and, as best you are able, commit these four sentences to memory. Doesn't matter whether you can remember them or not. It only matters that you make an attempt to remember them. Just listening to the sentences is also going to help you forge new neural networks. Let's get started. Here are the first four sentences. Get settled, get relaxed, get ready to have some fun. Necklaces have fur. Telephones have bugs. Houses have pickles. Cars have peanuts. As you are committing those four sentences to memory, I now ask you to receive the following affirmations and statements. If the voice I hear is the voice of fear, it is my mind at work. Humans create fear when they think it. Animals know fear when they see it. Remember now the four short three-word sentences I just ask you to remember. The four sentences I just ask you to remember are: necklaces have fur. Telephones have bugs. Houses have pickles. Cars have peanuts. Get ready for the next four nonsense sentences and commit them to memory. Painters are miners. Carpenters are truckers. Plumbers are detectives. Electricians are pencils. As you commit those four to memory, listen now to the following statements. Energy becomes matter. Neurons cannot live without other neurons. Part of the cure is to give up the wish to be cured. Remember now, either silently to yourself or saying it out loud, the four sentences that I just ask you to commit to memory. The four sentences I just asked you to commit to memory are: painters are miners. Carpenters are truckers. Plumbers are detectives. Electricians are pencils. Take a gentle breath in and out. Congratulate yourself for remembering however many you could remember, if it was even one or none. And get ready to remember the next four nonsense sentences. Water makes bubbles. Pencils make money. Paper makes sugar. Books make parties. Take in and receive now the following affirmations. Support now the billions of healthy cells in your body. Master your mind, and you master the secret to life. Which toxin or toxins cause the symptoms of Parkinson's disease? Be patient. Be patient. Science will settle this most important question by the year 2520. Remember now, if you will please, the four short three-word sentences that I just ask you to remember, but if you could please remember them in reverse order, in the order from the last heard to saying the first. The nonsense sentences are the following that you were just asked to remember. Books make parties. Paper makes sugar. Pencils make money. Water makes bubbles. Commit to memory now the following sentences, which are most logical. Parkinson's is a word. Disease is temporary. Illness is a signal. Treatment is a choice. Receive now the following affirmations. My mind loves me when I give it a rest. How I think is determined by the path of least resistance. Repeat now, please, the four sentences that I just asked you to remember in whatever order you can remember them. The four sentences I ask you to remember are: Parkinson's is a word. Disease is temporary. Illness is a signal. Treatment is a choice. Commit to memory now the following nonsense three-word sentences. Candles create cakes. Lights create galaxies. Heaters create ants. Beds create nightmares. Receive now the following statements. What works for me may fizzle for you. Replace the heaviness in your heart with joy. The solution is staring you in the face. See it now. The four sentences you were asked to remember are: what? Those four sentences are: candles create cakes, lights create galaxies, heaters create ants, beds create nightmares. Commit to memory now the following four three-word nonsense sentences. Paper fills buckets. Computers fill landfills. doors fill walls. Curtains fill kitchens. Receive now the following affirmations. How I feel today is a reflection of what I put into my body. A heart that has never been broken is sterile and will never know the satisfaction of being imperfect. Remember now the four short sentences you were just asked to remember. Those four sentences are: paper fills buckets, computers fill landfills, doors fill walls, curtains fill kitchens. Commit to memory now the following short three-word nonsense sentences. Brown produces red. Red produces yellow. Yellow produces blue. Blue produces magic. Take in now the following statements. Experience is valuable because it makes it possible to recognize a mistake when you make it again. The state of your life is a reflection of the state of your mind. Recall now the four statements you were just asked to remember. The four statements you were just asked to remember are: brown produces red. Red produces yellow. Yellow produces blue. Blue produces magic. Commit to memory now the following four statements. I choose healing. I choose health. I choose balance. I choose life. Receive now the following affirmations. I choose healing. I choose health. I choose balance. I choose life. Recall now the four statements you were just asked to remember. The four statements you were just asked to remember are: I choose healing. I choose health. I choose balance. I choose life. Commit to memory now the following four nonsense sentences. Metal has sugar. Sugar has handcuffs. Handcuffs have carbohydrates. Carbohydrates have worms. Receive now the following statements. Support now the body's natural ability to restore health and balance. Stress has a profound impact on the endocrine system, which regulates hormones. Recall now, please, the four nonsense sentences you were just asked to remember. The four sentences you were just asked to remember are: metal has sugar. Sugar has handcuffs. Handcuffs have carbohydrates. Carbohydrates have worms. Commit to memory now the following four statements. I am the master of my thoughts. I choose joy in every moment. I manifest health and abundance. I fulfill my dreams. Listen now to the following affirmations. I am the master of my thoughts. I choose joy in every moment. I manifest health and abundance. I fulfill my dreams. Recall now, please, the four affirmations you were just asked to remember. The four affirmations you were just asked to remember are: I am the master of my thoughts. I choose joy in every moment. I manifest health and abundance. I fulfill my dreams. Please repeat after me now, out loud or to yourself, the following affirmations. The world is safe. I am safe. I am not alone. I have never been alone. I am a miracle. I have always been a miracle. My body knows how to heal itself. It just needs a little help remembering how. Know in your heart that coming back into complete balance and harmony involves a balance between giving and receiving, taking and giving, taking in and putting out. Focus today on creating a balance of the two. You may well need to focus more attention on the receiving half than on the giving half. Be open to receive the blessings as they come to you in each moment, today, throughout the week, throughout the month, for the rest of the year, and for the rest of your life. For as you are able to honor that balance of giving and receiving, your body will then remember how to come back into full balance and harmony. Your hormones will thank you. Your family will thank you for being open to receive as well as to give. It's been a pleasure. Robert Rogers from Parkinson's Recovery.